is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Up this Wednesday with another 50-minute music hour. It is 99.7 Max FM. Aaron stepping in this afternoon with the B-52s.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway.
I
do the work.
We'll handle the goofing off.
99.7 Max FM. Max FM.
Seven Max FM.
You
Another chance to win with our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. That keyword, I will send it over to you just after 5 o'clock. Listen for it right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Come on.
connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
'80s, '90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM, and tomorrow is the big day. Tomorrow, we are raising money for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin with our Requestathon, and we're getting it started at 7 a.m. with David Grant and Emily during the morning show, and all throughout the day tomorrow, you can call in a request with a donation to Hope House, and this is something we've done for several years now, and Hope House really appreciates the help as they've had some funding cuts in the past. And in case you're wondering, well, what exactly do? They are the only provider serving survivors of domestic violence, sexual violence, and human trafficking in Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams counties. So we're going to be talking with some of them throughout the day tomorrow. If you want to request a song, it's going to cost you $5. Not bad, right? And that donation goes directly to Hope House. If you want more, go to max.fm. You can find all the info there, and we will catch you tomorrow.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I'm here with Nicole Gronsky from Bright Star Care with your Bright Star Care Minute. Nicole, does Bright Star Care only provide care for seniors?
Although we do care for many older adults who need support, we do offer a wide range of services for those with disabilities. Examples include those who have had an accident or injury, people recovering from recent illness or surgery, or those with chronic illnesses, anyone who needs a little help getting around the house. Our care professionals specialize in providing the full range of care, from peer-level companionship and personal care to skilled nursing care. You know, there's a long list of medical diagnoses on our website, illnesses and injuries like Alzheimer's, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, even COPD, all of which can create a need for professional care. Bright Star can help.
Important questions. Thank you, Nicole. This has been your Bright Star Carrier Minute with Nicole Gronsky. I'm David Grant. Visit brightstarcare.com to learn more.
Willow's Tavern, Bar, and Grill in Westport would like to take this time to salute our first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics. They're there for us year-round. Their commitment and bravery is our first line of defense when tragedy strikes. Let's all take a moment to give them the respect they deserve for their professionalism and valiant efforts. This from Willow's Tavern, Bar, and Grill on Willow Road in Westport. Stop by for great food and a good time. Thanking our area first responders.
Hey, it's Jessa from the Green Vine in beautiful downtown Baraboo. We're serving up fresh smoothies, bubbly boba teas, crisp salads and wraps, hand-dipped ice cream, and our new Lotus Energy Sparklers, all made with fresh, feel-good ingredients. Our smoothie of the month is strawberry banana, blended to perfection and ready to fuel your day. And yes, we've got gluten-free and dairy-free options, so there's something for everyone. Find us at the corner of 4th and Oak on the historic Baraboo Square. Green Vine, fresh ingredients you can feel.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew trying to avoid the sweep today after losing another late night game on the West Coast, 7-0 to the Padres in San Diego. How can a team with the best record in baseball get shut out? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When balls aren't falling or borderline pitches or strike threes and things like that, that's tough times. But you got to get through it. Every team goes through it.
NFL, the Packers making a move, releasing veteran receiver Mecole Hardman from the practice squad last night after losing to the Browns on Sunday. The team signing a rookie speedster, Jacoby Keeney-James, out of UMass, who spent some time with the Lions. Matt LaFleur on being beat by a Browns team that had not won a game since last November.
I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that, and you can't take any game for granted. The goal is to go 1-0 every week. It pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Things come to those who wait. Don't worry, your shift will soon be over.
It keeps me moving at work.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Tomorrow night, the Civic Center is opening its doors to you. You can stop by and get a tour starting at 6 p.m. That's tomorrow night at the gymnasium on 2nd Street. And then stick around because at 6:30 tomorrow evening, community leaders will be looking for your input on how to transform the building, which I just think is great. We've got such history. Now let's make the building as useful as we can. So it all begins tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with a tour, brainstorming at 6:30 at the Baraboo Civic Center Gymnasium.
Hey, no. Rising, busy rising.
FM.
Max FM, your next keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest is coming up just after 5 o'clock. Get that keyword right here. Stay with us. It's 99.7 Max FM. News and weather are next.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Your future is built one step at a time. And at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy Mackesy, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we're kicking off September savings you don't want to miss. Fire up the grill with certified Angus beef boneless petite sirloin steaks, only $7.99 a pound, and Family Pack 80% lean ground beef, just $4.99 a pound. Need game day snacks? Stock up on Old Dutch Ripples potato chips, 4 for $11. After the game, grab the new Blazin' Apple Fireball Whiskey, 750 milliliter bottle for $12.99. Shop smart, shop local, and save big. Only at Baraboo Fresh Market, located on Highway 33, Baraboo's east side.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas, authorities are clarifying the number of victims again after a deadly shooting at an ICE facility. ICE officials say one detainee is dead and the suspected shooter is also dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. ABC's Maria Villarreal is on scene and spoke with a mother who was there with her daughter at the facility for a scheduled appointment.
She said her daughter was actually outside when this happened. The building went on lockdown. They were stuck inside and then her daughter was outside waiting for her. That way when she was done with her status check-in, she would come out and be with her family. The daughter had nowhere to go. She hid behind cars. She was actually on a phone call with other family members when this happened. Very scary moments for them all that were inside and outside the building.
Authorities still don't have a motive. Mark Zuckerberg posting on Threads today that Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users. Meta CEO called it a milestone ahead of the social media platform's 15th anniversary. And stocks ended lower today for a second day. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, Assembly Republicans hope to alleviate Wisconsin's affordable housing shortage with a package of legislation. It's hard for young people to purchase homes. Realtors Association President and CEO Tom Larson says the average age of a first-time buyer 38.
The longer that we put off home ownership, it has impacts on our economy and our families.
7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany making it official. He's running for governor. Tiffany has a campaign event scheduled for this evening in Wausau. The Wisconsin State Fair has announced plans for exchange of tickets for the 2025 fair's final day, August 10th, canceled due to flooding at the fairgrounds. In-person exchange of tickets for that Sunday only for 2026 admission is November 10th through the 15th at the State Fair Ticket Office in West Dallas, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy sky tonight, patchy fog and lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine continues for tomorrow and beautiful. Highs in the mid-70s and more sun in upper 70s Friday. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 64 degrees.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.